attention, which is probably not a theme we super need to define.
It's what I try to get every week on the podcast. It's fine.
You know, it's why we're here. No, not really. No.
Don't perceive us, please. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Saving People Queering Things, the Supernatural podcast where here there be actual, almost, dragons. Today we are pulling up to season 6, episode 12, Like a Virgin. I'm your host, August, and my pronouns are they, them.
I'm Elena, my pronouns are she, they.
I'm Noah, my pronouns are he, him.
And I'm Sam, my pronouns are she, they.
Excited to be here with all of you today, and I do have a question for you all. So my question today is, what do you think Dean should put in Death's fruit basket? Gonna send Death a fruit basket. Thank him for Sam. What's going in that basket?
I feel like it should be something expensive, not just like a general fruit. Like, you know, what's an expensive fruit?
No grocery store grapes here. Or like a fancy
fruit. I don't know, like a dragon fruit or something.
Well, but we don't have spicy food, so.
Sure, I'm not even sure it should be a fruit basket.
Dragon fruit.
Thank you, Noah.
But like a fruit basket doesn't have to actually be like it could just be like a gift basket.
True. I would throw in some of those crazy fruits that we found in our D&D campaign, which if you guys haven't listened, now is a great point. Well, after this episode, obviously, but go figure out what the fruits on top of the mountain are and send some of those. Yeah.
Good plug. Good job.
Amazing plug. Fantastic.
I think that some fancy like truffle oil, like I feel like that, like going on the expensive, some fancy truffle oil for like on his fries.
Some bath bombs.
I think like a really fancy charcuterie set.
Okay.
Yeah.
Salt scrub.
Oh.
You know Death exfoliates.
I mean, he's looking good at, you know, infinity
age. Forever old.
Literally.
Yeah, forever old. Keep that one not infinity age. That's way worse.
No, infinity age was good. I keep all the jokes.
All right, well, that fruit basket sounds delightful. I think Death would be very appreciative.
You better be. We put a lot of effort into it.
Yeah, this is no basic bitch edible arrangement we're talking here.
You know, well, now that you have met all of us, all of your hosts for today, it is time to catch you up. So if you haven't watched Supernatural recently, here's what you missed on the road so far. First up, Elena, you are up to recap the show to this point. Let me know when you are ready.
Okay. I have a fun approach this week, so I'm a little excited.
We love a fun approach.
Yes.
I'm ready whenever y'all are.
All right. 3, 2, 1, go.
So season one is Sam and Dean saving people, hunting things, and trying to find their dad. And then they find their dad, and oops, their deadbeat dad is actually dead. And then Sam has to deal with his like wonky powers, and then he dies. But then Dean says nope, and he sells his soul. And then in season three, there's a writer's strike, and then Dean dies because of that. And then there's a gay angel that says, no, Dean can't die, he's mine. And so he saves him, and there's a lot of heaven and hell nonsense. And then season five, it's like, oops, we started an apocalypse because Lucifer's back. And now season six, Sam doesn't have a soul, but now he does have a soul. And that's what you missed on Glee.
Amazing.
Amazing.
So
that was so good.
Fantastically done.
All right. Well, that leads us to this week's episode, which is 6-12, Like a Virgin. And Sam, you are up for the recap. Let me know when you're ready.
As ready as I will ever be, I suppose.
You know, on the podcast where I got the recaps from, I don't know if I've said this before. On the podcast where I got the recaps from, they would do like a competition. They made the 30-second recap.
No.
But there was a reward, is that there was a cake reward at the end of, I think, the season. Of like who had done like every episode they had people vote on whose recap was best, and then they like at the end were like someone's gonna have to make a cake for the other person. Obviously we all live in like different locations.
We'd have to like build up the number of cakes so that whenever we do meet up it'll be like, okay, now you get 4 cakes, they get 2.
And also just like get a cake. I'm sure the delivery services exist.
Yeah. That's also true. Less fun.
Speaking of cake, remember when we did the, I was looking through some old photos the other day and I came across the ones when we did the Christmas in July for season 3, and we did like, I baked the cupcakes that had the little logo on them. I'd forgotten about that, but it was really fun.
That was really fun.
You made like a something loaf. It was really, that was delightful.
Anyway, all I'm saying is that we should put some thought into this. And listeners, you should put some thought into this if you have thoughts. How can we make the 30-second recap competitive?
And hey, throw it in your Google survey answers because you've got just a little bit more time before we close that in just a little while.
King of the segue, Noah.
You were born to podcast, honey.
King of the segue.
Yes.
You can give us that over any of our socials, but it would be fantastic if you gave it to us in the listener survey that is still up, that is, you can find in this episode description, also on our website and on our socials. Sam, recap, going, happening.
Yes.
You say you're ready?
I am ready.
All right. 3, 2, 1, go.
All right. So Sam has his soul back, but he doesn't remember anything about when he didn't have his soul. And Dean decides that he's not going to tell him. And Bobby doesn't like the idea, but he goes along with it. And then they go on this case that has dragons, ? And Sam gets suspicious about what the fuck happened. So he decides to ask Cass. And Dean didn't tell Cass not to tell him. So Cass is an honest little angel and tells him. And dragons. I ran out of time.
It's so good. It's the important part.
You saying Cass is an honest little angel to me up.
It's so good.
Well, sometimes.
Sometimes too honest.
He's just doing his best. He's just a little guy.
Just a little baby boy.
Oh boy, I have things to say about
a friggin' child.
All right. Well, now that leads us to this week's mixtape. So here's some music to accompany us on our journey. What do you have, Elena?
So for my pick this week, I'm going back to a favorite, Rag and Bone Man. And this song features Logic. It's called Broken People. And some of the lyrics, I mean, obviously it's kind of on the nose with like the fact that these two feel very broken and all that. But there was like a particular lyric where it says, I've risen from the bottom. I got eyes on the prize and inside them. We're similar, but we've never been the same. Everybody, yeah, they know the name. And so that just made me think a lot about Sam and the fact that like he's back. Like he's Sam again. And that is, I think, why I love this episode so much.
Friggin'
like,
relief.
Just, yeah. Like soulless, now that we're at the end of it, I can say soulless Sam is like in my top five least favorite arcs of the entire series. I hate it because he's just so I'm glad that we have our boy back.
We'll get there. Yes, I'm going to give some props to Jared's acting. But we'll get there. We'll get there later. After the mixtape.
This song very much reminded me of Sam kind of coming back into his own, even though he's like a broken person.
Good pick.
Beautiful.
I love that.
This week, I went with Endless Summer by Grizz Folk. A blend of Dean's emotions around trying to let Sam be back to his happy self without knowing the fucked up stuff that he did over the past year. But also, Sam trying to own up to mistakes that a version of himself made that he wasn't aware of. It's a bop and perfectly encapsulates both of their feelings there.
Amazing. My pick is It's All Right by Mother Mother.
Yeah.
And this is also just like Sammy coming back into his soul. Talks about being human and making mistakes and being okay.
Hell yeah.
The fact that the group is called Mother Mother is also really great given the end of the episode.
Oh my god, right.
That's good.
Was that not intentional?
No.
Fantastic. Just works not,
I just like Mother Mother.
Good song.
The universe saw to it that you had a perfect pick for this week.
That's right.
Nice.
What about you, August?
My pick is Back in My Body by Maggie Rogers.
Oof.
I adore this song. I adore its like whole theme and its whole vibe, this whole concept of like fighting within yourself, like embodiment. It really, I was thinking about Sam and like how he's grappling with the consequences of like being, and obviously he's been in his body the whole time, but like the concept of like he is now back in his body. Like his body has been there for this past year and a half, but like now he is back in his body. And just thought this song really kind of got that feeling.
Strong mixtape this week. Well, now that we've got our mixtape playing, it's time for this week's hunt. Today we are exploring season 6, episode 12, Like a Virgin, through the theme of attention. And tragically, due to the nature of podcast recordings, we've had to adjust some things. So August and Elena have had to step out for the rest of the episode, but Sam and I are here to take you through it. It'll be a great time. You didn't know you were tuning in for a duo episode, but here we are.
And we have all of their notes.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. So we get to make the most of those, to say the least.
They're still contributing.
Yeah. But before we get too far into it, there's a little content warning. Content discussed in this episode may include sexual assault, hell trauma, confinement, and targeted virginity. If that is something you are not able to handle, feel free to move on to the next episode. We get it. But we'll also be doing our best to make sure we talk about it with some grace. Okay, so I mean, right off the bat, this episode had so many pop culture references.
Oh, they
could not stop. It was like the T-1000 with Dean Matakas. Beautiful, beautiful. We had Batman. The Batman reference was not great. I didn't like that he was attached to a sexual assault joke, but it was a Batman reference. Immediately afterwards, they did a P. Diddy reference that didn't turn out very well either. But then they move right on to World of Warcraft and dragons, which is okay, badass. The Loch Ness Monster, that one was pretty great. The Neverending Story, Middle Earth.
It's a lot of them. It's very good.
They did make a Dungeons and Dragons reference when he says, oh, what, no 12-sided dice joke, which clearly we were all very into because we've got our super cool, super handy Queering People Saving Throws going on right now. If you haven't checked it out, go check it out. We're currently on episode 12.
It's still happening.
Yeah. There's another one. We also had a Godzilla reference, which was kind of fun. Like that one. Sword in the Stone, Excalibur, obviously. I feel like there was another one.
The whole way that Dean handles the sword is just so funny.
He's having so much fun with that.
He's having so much fun. And he also like goes in so cocky. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's such an iconic scene because he's like, yeah, I'm the knight. I'm the worthy one. And then it's like the music and just the montage of him like trying and failing at trying to like pull this sword out is so good. Funny.
The iconic face that he makes when he's really pulling, and that one's come up in so many GIF sets, and it was great to see that in the flesh for real.
Yeah.
Love it. And then he just blows it to shit because he can't get it. He's like, okay, well, might as well go hard, I guess, which was very good.
This poor woman who has worked so hard to get this sword just really gets fucked over.
For real. Her whole room is a disaster after that point. There's no centerpiece anymore. There's dust everywhere.
Yeah.
And
the sword is broken.
It's broken. So even
not just like being borrowed.
Yeah. Even if they bring it back, it's still going to be busted. So you got to, you know, I guess you could display it in a slightly smaller rock and just do it really smoothly so you don't know.
That's true.
Quite how bad it is, but
still. But did they return it? That's the question.
I doubt it. If you've got a sword that can kill dragons and now you know dragons are real and out there and there's more of them, well, I would hold on to that a little bit longer.
I know. This is the funny thing that like things like this make me think, like, I know everyone's like on the same team. They're like, oh yes, go fight the monsters, here's my thing, but like that was a really huge collectible that she was just like, yeah sure, I guess take it. And this happens with like other people too, whenever like the brothers need or any hunter like needs anything and goes to a collector, they're so willing usually
and nonchalant
just
about
be
it
like yeah sure
it's like oh yeah
and it's like that probably was like very expensive or like a very prized possession.
Yeah And sometimes they're like, this has been in my family for generations. And it's like, well, okay, too bad this was the end of it, I guess. Okay.
You think that, I don't know.
She also gave me big, like, immortal vibes, you know? Because she mentions so casually, it's been 700 years since the last dragon sighting. And I don't know, she just gave me such, I'm an immortal who's seen the last time there were dragons around. Maybe she's a dragon descendant of some sort. That wouldn't make sense as to why she had the sword that could kill her. I mean, yeah, keep your enemies close and whatever the saying is, you know.
Yeah.
It was weird. It was a weird vibe from her, but it was cool. I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
I hope she comes back at some point just to get more information about her lore and what other items she might have kicking around in there. That'd be pretty cool.
That's true. That's a good point.
Cloverfield. That was the other reference. They mentioned Cloverfield, and I fucking love those movies. Cloverfield Paradox is top-notch, but I forgot that one. My bad. We do get some top-notch Bobby in this episode, very sus of Sam, and rightfully so, I think, not very trusting at the beginning, even though Sam is trying his best to come out swinging, you know, make him make up for what he can't remember, which is very good.
Yeah. And I think Bobby is wary of Sam, but also just like clearly doesn't agree with Dean's choice not to tell Sam.
Yeah. Yeah.
And is like, yeah, well, he kind of just says to Dean, he's like, well, prep for the B-side. Like, Sam's gonna find out. He's not stupid.
No. And of course he figures it out because of Cass. Because Cass doesn't know any better. He doesn't know that Dean's lying to Sam. He would expect Dean to be telling Sam the truth. And so,
because he's a good little angel.
That's really on Dean. He should have.
I know. Cass, I'm like, come on. Why didn't you warn Cass?
Like, the one person that Sam.
Of course, knows Cass was gonna
and
tell him.
Pray to and would get information from, you gotta make sure you covered all those bases. No, it was good. I really liked that scene. The whole I would hug you, but it would be awkward. Okay, so he's clearly okay with hugging Dean because that's not awkward,
right?
But he has to have that line there for Sam,
of course. Yes,
very interesting,
different. Yeah,
Dean also gets real close to telling Sam the truth. He tells him a version of the truth whenever Sam starts getting mad at him about not going to find Lisa and live a life.
Right.
And he gives him, he's like, well, I tried. I did, actually. I was with them for a few months. And then he just cranks up the music and is like, no, moving on.
Yeah.
Can't handle that.
It gets too real.
Too real, which is just disappointing. I wish
These
brothers could communicate and share their feelings. But then we wouldn't have
feelings.
A show.
Yeah, no. They don't have those, we apparently. Just push those down.
Put them down with a bottle of whiskey and figure it out in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the fact that Sam is back.
Honestly, me too.
Sam and his soul. And I think everyone loves it. Like, Dean is very clearly, like, kind of feels like he can breathe again.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, like, Dean's face when, like, Sam is interacting with victims. And, like, the look on Dean's face is, like, so much happiness and relief of, like, so oh my proud. God, Sam is actually back.
Yes.
And with the empathy and the soul.
Yeah. Oh, wow. It's a whole different Sam from a few episodes ago, which props to Jared. He really does deliver it completely differently. And it's feels like he never left almost. But I do love
Jared
the line.
Has great acting skills in this.
Which it's a little disappointing that it took this long to put Sam in a situation where Jared is able to demonstrate his acting skills that broadly. But he lived up to it. And I'm proud of him. I do love
and
the line where
he will continue to live up to it.
Good.
You will have more opportunities.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because Dean gets opportunities like every other episode to grow and show himself and be fun. But okay, good to know. Can't wait for more Sam moments.
Yeah.
The line where Dean is all like, I love that you asked me that. And Sam's like, well, why wouldn't I? What? And Dean's like, you got to move on.
Yeah. Never mind.
No big deal. They get so close every time. Oh, I remembered another bit that made me think that, what was the professor's name?
I do not remember.
Me neither. Feels bad. Okay. Another thing about the professor that made me think that she might be immortal is that she mentions Brunswick is the love of her life at one point, and that's the guy who has the sword, the dragon sword.
I did not catch that.
And if she means, like, you know, she's put so much time and research into looking after Brunswick, then maybe that makes sense. But it'd make more sense if she'd met him before. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Interesting.
One thing that I think should have clued Sam in a lot faster to the whole situation going on and the lies that are happening is everybody hangs up on each other so many times in this episode. Bobby hangs up on Sam. Dean's hanging up on Bobby. Dean's hanging up on Sam too. It's just wild. Everybody's doing it across the board. Does nobody know how to say goodbye in this show? Come on.
Yeah. Well, they're definitely not. I mean, Dean is not good at being sneaky.
No.
When it comes to Sam.
Yeah. Sam can read him
and
like
Bobby
a book.
Isn't really either.
No.
So they really, like, they really were not hiding the fact that something was up at all. Very well.
Just like, like, we're not talking about it right now.
Yeah, nothing's wrong. Everything's okay. Fine.
Sure, just hang
up. And again, Sam's not stupid. He's like, something is fucking up.
He's gotta be picking up on those.
Everyone's those being cues. Weird.
It was bad.
Yeah.
I love the Comic-Con reference, though. The way Dean's got his nice little sword and Sam's like, oh, where'd you get that? Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Yep, sounds about right. They would have a busted up dragon slaying sword that is broken in half somehow.
I love that all the like, I feel like there's a lot of nerdy references coming from Dean with like the Dungeons and Dragons and the Comic-Con, and
he doesn't like know
that's the... more often Sam's like wheelhouse.
Very and much he's so
just like it's funny because it's like
the surface level jokes, but he doesn't get World of Warcraft.
No,
he doesn't know anything about that.
No,
which is kind of fun. He's trying,
but it's like clear that he's not fully in his element.
Yeah.
But he still wants to make the pop culture reference. He still wants to make the joke,
especially because Sam hasn't really been doing that for the past year, you know.
Right.
He does it every once in a while, but it's more to make Dean think that he was okay rather than Sam thinking it's funny or it applies or whatnot.
Yeah. And it's so nice to just see the brothers interacting naturally again.
Yeah. Bantering back and forth.
Yeah. Bantering back and forth. The like comment that Sam made that was like, you know, I died for a year, came back, and you're still not funny.
It's and just like, I'm freaking hilarious.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really nice to see them be back to that.
I didn't realize how much I missed it until we lost it for a long time. Mm-hmm. And now we've got it back.
Yeah.
And that feels good. Very much so. Yeah. And then, skipping to the near end of the episode when Sam has a little heart to heart with Dean and talks to him and lets him know that, I heard everything that happened in the past year and I'm sorry. Like, that wasn't me. That was some version of me that was horrible. And Dean's like, what? Who the... Cass. And like, it was Cass. And he's like, you freaking child. Beautiful. But that's really, like we already said, it's on you, Dean. Come on. You should have communicated.
You should have assumed that.
Yeah. But they have an actual heart to heart. Now I just need Sam to have that conversation with Bobby. And then we'll have some big growth here. And that's great. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it breaks my heart that Sam feels so responsible for stuff that he didn't even do. He was currently being tortured in hell by Lucifer. It's not on you.
Yeah, I know. It is really sad. And I think this is kind of like so much of Sam's story is like stuff happens to him and he really takes it as like it being his fault.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole thing with the demon blood too. Like definitely, yes, he made choices.
He made choices for sure, but he didn't make the choice at 6 months old. Like exactly. That's not you, dog. It's okay.
Yeah. And I feel like he's just, there's all these things that just happen to him that he really beats himself up about everything.
Yeah.
And sometimes constantly. It's just, I'm like, well, Sammy, just give yourself a break.
Which has got to come back to John fucking Winchester abusing him and making him think that whatever happens is Sam's fault. And he definitely made references to Mary's death being somewhat connected to Sam.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's, he's just carried that with him his entire life.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to sit him down and say, hey, bud, it's not on you. Some of the decisions you've made, sure. But most of this, it's okay. We forgive you. We still love you.
Mm-hmm.
Move on, you know?
Yeah, you're doing your best.
And we see that. We see you. You're out here trying.
Yeah, poor Sammy.
They also end the episode with such a nice cliffhanger. This makes me think this was the season hiatus episode with the dragons going and making a door to purgatory.
Yeah.
And it works. They take the mother of all monsters out because they really refer to her as mother.
Yeah.
But it's got to be mother of all monsters. Yeah. Like that's a lot of pressure to put on one creature.
Yeah.
It would kind of make sense that they ended up in purgatory rather than heaven or hell because they made life, I guess, which was kind of cool, but it's also evil life most of the time. So, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
But I'm on the edge of my seat ready to figure out what happens next and what their plan is and what they want to do with that and how this pertains to the alpha vampire or the alpha monsters that Samuel has been catching this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So ready for that. And Crowley's off the board now. So that complicates things a lot. Need to see him back. And and why and how. Mm-hmm. I'm very ready.
So many questions.
Ugh.
Yeah, there's some good stuff coming.
Good.
Yeah.
Speaking of good things coming, there was quite a few bits of this episode that were not great that I very much could have done without.
Mm-hmm.
The whole idea of a monster targeting innocent young women because of their virginity, not great. Could have done without that. Having to focus a door into purgatory on the death of a virgin. I get that that goes back into like old lore and weird history based around that. But did we have to pull from that?
Yeah. It's not necessary.
We could have done something else, anything else.
Yeah. And they really do. It is kind of annoying and disappointing how much they lean into it, especially with like the boys investigating and
making the judgments about that one girl's bedroom, about how it's pink and teddy bears. So obviously they're a virgin. No, that's not how it works.
Yeah. First of all, virginity is a construct. Yeah. Not actually.
We don't need to more stigma on it and act like, okay, yeah, not worth it. It's bad.
Yeah. And it's just kind of, I hate how much they have, like, especially Dean, I don't know, all the comments. Comments that Dean makes about it are just like so gross and I hate them.
Yeah. And the accusatory manner in which they question the one who survived and ended up in the hospital, he's just going in on her. He's like, are you sure? Are you sure? Making her feel worse for it.
Yeah. The judgment.
Yeah. Like pick one side or the other. Are you judging people for being virgins or are you judging them for not? Like, what? Doing both. And it's so frustrating. Yeah,
exactly. And you're like, okay, you're trying to figure out the case, but like, there's so many other ways.
So many.
Very
frustrating. I wish that they had done something, anything differently. Could have been something in the bloodline or something about other life experiences, not
sex. Yeah.
Not
or like
sex.
Other things about, like, I don't know, that, okay, that's one dragon lore, but there's a lot of other dragon lore about them. Like,
yeah, you could go after wealthy women.
Exactly.
That'd be fine. You could go after people who call themselves princesses.
Mm-hmm.
You could have done so much more. Put a little bit more effort into the writing, please.
Yeah.
So bad.
Yeah.
And as much as it was a part of Dean's judgments on virginity and anything around that, whenever he reads the diary and he delivers that one line, that line alone was pretty fun because the way I'm going to give Stan my most precious gift. And then Sam's like, oh God, no, stop. Don't. I didn't want you to say that. And he's like, I think I delivered it. Hey, don't worry about it. That's bisexual Dean right there for sure.
Oh yeah. I love that they did. Yeah. And all the gross things they did in this episode, the fact that they got Dean to read that sentence.
Yeah. It was very good. Very I liked good. That part. Yeah. But still, you could have found the diary without it being the sole focus of the narrative. It would have been so much funnier at that point.
Yes, it would have.
It felt like piling on a little bit. And it was like, okay, yeah, that was funny, but was it worth all the mean things you said before? I don't know.
Yeah. We've been back to the themes for a long time. And I keep forgetting that. And I keep forgetting to pay attention.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the theme?
Attention.
Attention.
We have not been paying attention.
We have
to
not.
The theme.
Oof. Oh, no. I haven't said anything about attention.
But we did mention how Dean is so proud every single time he notices Sam being Sam again. And that's Dean really paying attention to Sam and really appreciating the change that he's gone through.
Yes, absolutely.
We also mentioned how Sam pays attention to the little signs that Dean and Bobby are dropping about things not being okay and not being normal. And so Sam goes to the person he can trust to have a lot of information and be willing to share it. So I do love that.
Yes. Yes, that is true. Yeah. It is just so, so nice to have Sammy back.
Seriously. It feels like Supernatural again, you know?
Yeah.
Now we're back to the brothers.
He was gone for a long time. I think I had forgotten until we started recording this season how much time we have with Soulless Sam.
It's a good 12 episodes, which is a little brutal.
Yeah.
Well, I guess 11, because this is number 12. Whoops. But it's half the season, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Just makes me wonder how long it's going to be before we get Soulless Dean. in the show, because I'm pretty confident we get it at some point. If not, then I've seen a lot of fanfic that just theorizes about it instead of it actually being something in the show. But it would be great. I can't wait.
Yeah, I will not confirm or deny. So,
Dean, I would never ask you to. That's okay. I'm really split on the special effects for the dragons. I feel like they could have done a lot more, but I also really liked the purple flash with the kind of dragon scale effects underneath it. But then on the other hand, it's like, you want me to think that these are dragons? These are just dudes that are just kind of here.
Yeah, the dragon part as like them actually as the actual dragons is very underwhelming.
Yeah, you could do like...
Because like dragon.
Yeah. Do like a dragonborn type thing, you know, from D&D, where it's like descendants of dragons who become more humanoid the further along they go. And it's been 700 years since we've seen a dragon, so it's plenty of time for them to look more human, but give them some weird looking ears or some scales on their cheekbones.
They just look like regular people.
Yeah, like it's just a little basic. They tried to make it work with that stab and the death special effects, but if you could have done that, you could have done a little bit more. Have one of their shirts get ripped off and then like there's a lot more scales underneath their skin kind of thing. That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
But no, we've got just a couple of dragon humans, quote unquote, on both. It's a little underwhelming.
Yeah, it is disappointing that the time they have dragons is like...
Do dragons ever come back past this season 6 storyline?
I have only seen until season 10. I stopped watching around season 10. Okay. So not that I'm aware.
I guess I'll go watch Merlin again. Or
oh, I love Merlin. So
John Hurt as a dragon. Can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Or I'll just play Baldur's Gate 3 again. That's fine too.
Yeah. That works.
Yeah.
Get your dragon fixed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any closing thoughts on the episode?
I want to see Bobby and Sam being themselves around each other again. You know, we've got Sam back. We need Bobby to start trusting him again. And now that Sam is aware of how everything went, I think we're just a good step closer to that. And I cannot wait for next episode.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's going to be a blast in more ways than one. But now that we've wrapped up our episode discussion, it's time for our final and favorite section of the episode, character blessing / character to watch. Who do you have your eye on this week, Sam?
I have my eye on Sam.
Sounds about right.
As I often do. But I think, first of all, I'm just very glad that he is back. And I want to see him work through just the knowledge that he's gained about the last year. And be able to come back stronger.
Yeah, no, I very much support that.
Yeah.
He's got a lot to catch up on. And hopefully if Dean is honest, then he can actually start learning the nitty gritty of the details and whatnot. You know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Did Cass know about Dean getting turned vampire? I don't think he did. He wasn't there for that.
Oh, yeah.
So I want Dean to have a conversation about how it felt whenever he saw Sam let Dean get turned. That'd be so interesting. But this is supernatural, so I'm asking for too much.
We don't talk about our feelings that much.
No, never. But you know who does talk about their feelings quite a bit, and the same person I like to bless? Bobby. I say quite a bit. He, in comparison to the brothers, yes.
Yeah. Still really repressed, but...
Yeah, very much so. Bottle of whiskey and a few feelings, but still a bottle of whiskey first. Okay. I love Bobby so much. I just want him to be with the boys again and be good and happy. And I just can't wait for more of that. I want him to be supportive and supported. And that didn't happen much this episode.
Yeah, that is true. Bobby needs some love.
He does. And that wraps it up for today. Thanks so much for coming on to finish this episode with me, Sam. It was a blast.
Yeah.
I always love a good duo episode, and it's been a while since we've had one. So
it has been a while. Yeah.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
And this was a hell of an episode to do it on. The dragons, quote unquote, sort of. Make sure you get your opportunity to turn in your Google survey. We will be closing it off before the next episode. So make the most of that time. We would love to hear from you guys, and we'll be reviewing those and responding or taking those notes. Who knows? We'll make it work, but you gotta turn in your responses first.
Yeah. Go do it. Also, make sure that you are subscribed to Saving People Queering Things wherever you listen to podcasts, and to share our show with your friends. You can also join our free Discord server, find links to our socials, and catch up on the latest season mixtapes, all at our website, queeringthingspodcast.com.
As we've mentioned before, out now, Queering People Saving Throws, our main crew, along with KJ of Supernatural Opinions, taking a dive into a queer D&D adventure, releasing every other Friday, right here on our feed.
Be sure to ride along with us next week as we explore Season 6, Episode 13, Unforgiven, through the theme of rumors.
Ooh. Thank you all for coming along for the ride, and we wish you a peaceful road until we meet again.